This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer.
It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I can't think of a more lovely person to be joining us today to talk about her mission in life as someone who has absolutely been talking to patients about anxiety, depression. How is it possible that a doctor that was so open to so many things started using hemp and CBD oil? And that's the question we have for Dr. Ami Shani. And Dr. Shani, welcome back. I always love talking to you because you always have such great information. Deal with women and herbal medicine and hormonal balancing and menopause and mom's issues and nutrition and diet. And when did it become apparent to you that we're missing this piece?
Oh, well, thanks, Frankie. That's so nice. And I always enjoy talking to you, too. You know, I've been in practice for almost 20 years now, believe it or not. And I have found over the years that, you know, one of the biggest ongoing challenges is helping people manage the stress of their lives, helping people adapt and adjust well to what life throws at them. And, you know, as a naturopathic doctor, I have a lot of dietary and lifestyle advice to offer for that. And there's certainly, you know, a very large tool bag full of herbs and supplements and homeopathics and hormones and medications even to consider for people who are having these kinds of challenges. And yet, despite all of that, it was obvious to me that you know, we weren't quite hitting the mark, even outside of conventional care, which of course doesn't hit the mark at all when it comes to stress management. But even in integrative, holistic, naturopathic care, we were missing something. And I, you know, began to research and explore and experiment, play with hemp, full spectrum hemp oils and CBD or cannabidiol, you know, back in 2015. It's kind of amazing how the industry has exploded in the last 4 years. When I started, there really weren't a lot of people talking about it much at all, and it became apparent very quickly that the way in which hemp and CBD interacts with our own innate endocannabinoid system, which I'm happy to talk about if you want to, is yes. Something that really has added another layer of competency in being able to help people manage their stress, create stress resilience, and of course those things lead to better sleep, better energy, better mood, and really targeting the endocannabinoid system with these phytocannabinoids like CBD. It's been an absolute game changer for me in my practice. So it's become something that I'm incredibly passionate about.
You know, I'm so passionate about it as well. And because I've been so fortunate to be in the beginning of this conversation when it first started to explode onto the scene, and I didn't know what THC and CBD and all these and endocannabinoid and cannabidiol. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, whoa!
It's a new language.
It was a whole new language. And then
yeah.
A friend made fun of me because she was always getting high and I would not. And because my body didn't ever handle pot THC in a way that other people enjoyed it. It never mm-hmm. was enjoyable for me, and I mm-hmm. stopped using it decades ago because for that reason.
Sure.
And so I didn't quite get it. I didn't quite get it. And then I started to use the product on a regular basis. And one of the first things that I noticed, and I always know when I need more CBD oil, is when I become explosive, when my personality becomes agitated and I want to scream. And I'm always, and then I say, oh, wait a minute, when was the last time I took I took some CBD? Because when my friend was so sick and I was going through a transformational time in his life and in mine as well, and going every day to support him in his life, in the end of his life, and to make him as comfortable as possible, and then to go to do the radio show and do so much. I was doing so much at one time. I found that the CBD oil took the edge, that terrible stressful time, it took the edge and made it bearable for me to get through those days.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, so I think that that is probably the most common type of sentiment that I hear from people. And it's what I noticed in myself first. Now, you know, when some dear friends and colleagues years ago said to me, you need to look at cannabis, you need to look at hemp, and you need to look at CBD. And I thought they were crazy. I mean, kind of like what you were saying in the beginning. You know, I'm a women's health doctor. You know, menopausal management is my bread and butter in my practice. You know, I work with all of these other kinds of things. And why would I be starting to look at cannabis medicine? I mean, in my mind, I was thinking, you know, cannabis is for pain. And sure, I have people who have pain, but it's really not what I'm focusing on. But I ended up, because these people, these dear friends, are so trusted, I thought, well, you know, I'm going to listen and I'm going to start to pay attention and learn myself. And of course, what do you do when you need to learn, right? You try it on yourself. And you're in my case, my husband and my little circle of guinea pigs who are willing to try things when I find something new. And one of the things that I noticed for myself right away, was this, you know, I call it stress resilience, but it's like you said, exactly, Frankie, it's that just kind of being able to handle what comes at you in a more measured, less emotionally reactive way. It's very grounding in that sense. It's very difficult to change people's lives, to take the stress out of people's lives. Life is challenging. And so, you know, we've known for a long time that you can't do that with people. What you need to help people do is manage the stress they have better. And, you know, like you, I found that same quality with the CBD, and I hear it from patients in my office every day. My stress has not changed, and yet, fill in the blank, you know, I find that I can go to work and be in my relationship, be present, etc. I mean, so, you know, in a sense, I mean, that is, you know, without overblowing it, it is a little bit of a magic key, because if we can reframe people's stressful situations for them, they, you know, they will adapt better and function better and enjoy better their life. And I, you know, I mean, that's what I want to give to patients.
You know, I just want to say to people that we just don't know. We're in a new arena, and this is a new tool for all of us. And I think in 5 years it will be a passé conversation, but for today it's cutting edge. And I just find that to be so exciting. And one of the things that I realized as I started to explore the world of CBD, that consistency is the key. And so I try to get some in throughout the day, and then I make sure I take it before I go to bed. And I find that it allows me to sleep deeper and more restful, and I just think it's a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that, you know, we need to make sure that all your listeners understand is, you know, how does CBD work? And as if that were a simple question, right? I was preparing for a seminar, for a talk at a physician's conference last year, and I set about to try. I was going to try to make this very simple slide about how CBD works. And I mean, that's laughable because, you know, what I found in a paper from 2015, which at this point is old, right? But in 2015, they had already documented 65 specific molecular targets that CBD affects. So that means 65 different receptor sites, supporting different enzymatic reactions, different transport molecules. So the way in which CBD, this phytocannabinoid that we can get in hemp or cannabis, the way in which it impacts the body is vast. And, of course, one of the ways that we find so interesting, because it's most of us have never heard of it, is that it impacts our endocannabinoid system. So I didn't learn about this in medical school, but each and every one of us has an endocannabinoid system, just like we have a digestive system or a cardiovascular system.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to continue. We have to take a quick break. What's the best website that you would like people to find out more about the CBD that you and I both love?
The product itself is called Plus CBD Oil, and that's www.pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. I also have a lot of...
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer.
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. We're talking today with a naturopathic physician in private practice, and she has been in private practice since 2001, currently at Santa Cruz Integrative Medicine in Santa Cruz, which is, by the way, an absolutely gorgeous part of the world. I have a very good friend who lives there, and it's pretty special. Dr. Ami Shumi is with us. Shumi is with us, and she specializes with anxiety and depression and children's health, digestive issues, mom's issues, menopause, sexual health, sleep and fatigue, stress and adrenals. Is it fair to say that CBD might be able to balance many of the issues that you work with your patients, doctor?
Absolutely. I mean, what I was starting Dr. to say Shami. Before the break in regards to the way in which CBD from plants helps to balance our own endocannabinoid system. Once you think of it in that regard and you realize that the endocannabinoid system is this thing each and every one of us has, we actually make cannabis-like compounds in our body. Those are called endocannabinoids. We've got cannabinoid receptors in every organ system of the body, and we've got enzymes that produce and degrade our endocannabinoids. You put that together, that's called the endocannabinoid system, and its chief job is balance and homeostasis. So it impacts the immune system and how it's modulated. It impacts inflammation, how we perceive pain. It impacts posture and temperature regulation and eye pressure. It's crucial for mood and motivation and memory. So when you think in terms of the endocannabinoid system and how the CBD really helps to balance the very system that keeps us balanced, then yes, the possibilities of clinical applications really do spread across the wide range of people that I see, whether it's hormone imbalance, sleep dysfunction, mood disorder, pain and inflammation. I mean, it has really become an indispensable part of my toolkit for so many different ailments.
So the question becomes, how do I know what to take and how much to take of it?
I know. That's the hard question. And the short answer is, I don't know. What you have to do is you have to be willing to try to find out, A. B, you have to choose a company that is providing the exceptional kind of product that you're interested in. And that means a company that's transparent about its raw materials, that does third-party batch testing to prove that there are not contaminants in its products, and that it has exceptional practices in manufacturing as well as labeling, so you know what you're getting. I use Plus CBD oil, which is from hemp. It's full-spectrum hemp oil with standardized amounts of CBD. It's made by a company called CV Sciences, and you can find out more information about them. And then the third part that you need to be willing to do is start low and go slow. Walk yourself up slowly. The good news is the safety data on CBD is exceptional. So you have a very large window of therapeutic benefit without harm. I promise you more than you could take in a whole bottle of a Plus CBD oil product. Remember that when you are using a hemp product like Plus CBD oil, there are going to be very small amounts of THC because it is a full spectrum hemp extract, but it's going to be extremely small, less than 1%, not enough to be intoxicating or psychoactive, so you don't need to be concerned about that. I recommend to my patients that they start with a low dose the lowest kind of available. So one capsule if you're dealing with capsules, 2 to 4 drops if you're dealing with drops, and kind of walk your way up slowly. Especially as somebody who works with a lot of people with anxiety, I am often surprised again and again at the small doses that can make a big difference. So this
is not
more
and
is more situation. Less is often more.
And it's so subtle. That's the part that's amazing. You're not going to. It's so subtle. Yes.
So, for example, another thing that I often hear is a patient will, they'll say, all of a sudden I thought to myself, oh, I haven't been anxious all morning. So it's not that you suddenly feel sedated and loopy like a medication, like an anti-anxiety medication can make you feel, just like out of it and loopy and not cognitively present. It just kind of takes the edge off in a subtle way, just like you said, and grounds you into whatever it is that you're doing. And it is an adaptogen. So like other adaptogenic herbs, right, this is a whole class of herbs that helps us manage stress. During the day, it's going to calm us and focus us and ground us. And then during the night, when we're supposed to be kind of powering down and sleeping, it helps us do that. Just because it helps you sleep well at night doesn't mean it's going to knock you out during the day, right? Frankie, you have that experience
personally. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, of course. Of course. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Absolutely doesn't do that. But what it will do is I noticed for me that when you are able to be in the moment, you really are in the moment, it really gets you to concentrate more. That's why I've heard that it's been very beneficial for people with ADD and ADHD and kids especially.
I agree. I think it's really beneficial for those things. I think that, the area where this is going to explode, the pain and inflammation, helping people get off opiates, obviously that's huge. I think replacing and reducing antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication, but also in the field of neurological disease and neurodegenerative disorders, cognitive issues. I mean, the research that's coming through on everything from PTSD and traumatic brain injury to Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and age-related cognitive decline. This is an area where CBD is going to really excel because it seems to have benefits not only as a neuroprotective, but as a potential neurorestorative, and that's incredibly exciting.
Very exciting, and I hope that people can open their brains to hear that. I have a friend in her early 80s that was just diagnosed with Parkinson's, and she can't hear it. She can't hear the whole story. So we really have a lot of education we have a long way to go to educate the public.
For sure.
That this is not a drug. That this is not going to get you high.
Yeah, well, we've had decades of indoctrination about the evils of cannabis. And, for many, many people, I live here in my Santa Cruz bubble and my integrative medicine bubble, and it's not true. But the vast majority of people and, throughout the country and throughout the world still associate hemp and CBD with something that they've been told is bad. And, so in that regard, you bet we have a lot of education to do, and we have to start by getting the real truth to people. We've had a lot of fake news in regards to cannabis for a long time, and we're slowly starting to chip away at that. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, Dr. Shani, it really is. I love, there's a quote that I found that you wrote, and it said that hemp-derived CBD has been an absolute game changer in my practice, whether to help create stress resilience, restore health, sleep patterns, decrease anxiety, or safely reduce pain and inflammation. And for more information, give us the website, please.
Sure. You can find out more about me at www.drshunney.com. There's lots of free content there as well.
Awesome.
Podcasts, webinars, videos about
CBD.
Thank
you so much, doctor. It's always a pleasure. And
thank
all
you,
of
Frankie.
You. This is, thanks for listening. Cannabis Talk A to Z.
No someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-917-2194, 800-917-2194, 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Mark Goldman is our guest. He's a partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com. So, Mark, we love dishing and talking about some of the stories that are making the news. And you have come up with a couple of really great stories. So what's going on 1 month after Canadian legislation came into effect? What's going on with the new legal cannabis in Canada? What's happening with that?
This is so interesting, and you know what? I'm shocked it's only this little, kind of a little tease there. So one-third of cannabis buyers are still using illegal dealers, according to this new poll that's out there.
Really?
So, which you know what, I do believe, because I actually know somebody who actually recently just passed away at ALS. He had a medical marijuana card, and he was buying all of his stuff illegally because the stuff on the street, quote-unquote, is better than the stuff in the facilities.
Wow.
So, another person I know who's utilizing products, if you will. So anyway, a month after this legislation in Canada, which this new poll conducted, they're saying on global news, saying one-third of all people are utilizing illegal dealers and whatever else to get their marijuana, their THC products.
All right, we'll have to watch and see how that unfolds.
Absolutely. I think it's extremely, extremely interesting, and I'm shocked that it's only one-third. So that's 33, you know, people out of every 100 people are going outside, not going to the these stores or whatever else you want to call them, and then the government's not picking up on the taxes, and, you know, everybody's not making the money they should be. So it's kind of really, really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I love this next story that you sent me about the couples offering cannabis weddings. What's the deal with this?
This is great. So, as you know, recreational use is now allowed in nine states, which means a projected $23 billion in the market by 2022. In California, upwards around $5 billion a year. This is huge. And now the wedding industry is seeing more than $70 billion annually in general, and there's some serious room for growth in this. So what they're doing is they're having weed wedding expos, and they're having weed wedding catalogs for brides and grooms. They're taking weed products, marijuana, various products, and incorporating them into weddings, and they're incorporating them into favors, just a whole bunch of fun stuff, marijuana cakes. Instead of your traditional wedding cake and hemp dresses and just so many things they're utilizing for the weed industry, the marijuana and cannabis industries and hemp industries into weddings. I think it's incredible. I think it's a great idea.
It's so interesting. Imagine going to a wedding where you go up to the bar and you say, instead of saying, can I have some champagne? Can I have a glass of wine? Can I have a drink?
Right.
Can you roll me something? Or are we passing the pipe around or whatever? But I think it's definitely going to be one fun wedding.
Absolutely. Can you imagine the dancing going on after this?
No, I cannot. It would definitely be fun. But the question becomes, the legalities, I just can't wrap my head around that. It's bad enough that people are out drinking and driving, which, you know, Mark, I have to tell you, I taught a course a lot of decades ago. One of my early jobs was an alcoholism counselor.
Wow.
And I taught a course for people that were caught driving under. And they had to go through this course that I taught, or they could not get their license back. And I didn't realize the seriousness back then. I was so young. I was a baby, honestly. I don't even know how I got to teach this course for the court systems. I was so young. But I have to say that this really it scares me. It scares me that people are drinking and smoking at the same time, because there's a
dual effect that we don't really know what that's going to be yet.
Right.
And that part really, it kind of freaks me out. Unless it's at a resort where everybody goes there and there's no one driving, then go for it. You know, have fun and party all night.
Right, right, right. Absolutely.
But when there's driving,
kind of interesting. I was just
driving really freaks me about this.
Absolutely. I was doing some more research about it, and they have the Cannabis Wedding Expo. These expos take, you know, they're all over California, they're all over Vegas, kind of really interesting stuff. And you know how people use, you know, flower centerpieces? They're now using marijuana flower centerpieces. Can you imagine?
So the centerpieces are the buds themselves.
And the leaves and that kind of thing. Or they're also utilizing, having jars on the table, either with pre-rolled marijuana joints or or the buds from the various flowers, and they're giving them out and then utilizing them as favors, as centerpieces. They're putting leaves on the dinner plate so on. Just it's a little crazy, but fun, I guess.
I mean. Why? I mean, if you're over 21, I guess why not?
You know what? You ever hear the expression? I've now heard it all.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've now heard it all, Frankie.
Yeah. Mark, why do you think, by the way, this whole concept of partying? I mean, this wedding industry getting in on this. Do you really think this is going to be a hit other than California and Vegas? Do you think there will be other states that will take to it?
As we know, California is super liberal, and they go along with a lot of things that the rest of the country does not go along with. However,
I think they will.
I think we're going to start seeing cannabis just like alcohol, and I cannot wait for the day.
I know you can't.
You know, they're doing cannabis receptions, centerpieces, special brownies for the bridal showers, just on and on. I mean, this is definitely going to happen in Colorado. Hopefully it happens in Washington State and your hometown of Massachusetts as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to that in a minute. This is a very interesting topic. Medical marijuana or your gun, Mark?
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe this? What would you rather in your life? Would you rather medical marijuana, or would you rather a gun?
Why do I have to make a
choice? So federal laws prohibit medical marijuana users from possessing or buying firearms or ammunition, even if the state law allows the drug use. So you really got to think, which one would you rather in your life? I know which one I'd rather in my life. I'm afraid of guns, so I would love definitely marijuana, 100%.
Yeah. And this is happening in Missouri?
Absolutely. It's happening to Missourians, if you will, who supported the legalization of medical marijuana in the state. So are they going to go with medical marijuana, or are they going to go with firearms? This is according to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Really, really interesting. The law creates a serious dilemma for gun-carrying Minnesotans in need of medical marijuana. Do they choose to protect themselves, protection, or would they rather this for pain treatment? Voters' decision this month to amend the Missouri Constitution and legalize the drug for medical purposes did not change marijuana's illegal status under federal law, which actually happens in a lot of these states. Just super, super interesting. So you got to decide, guns or marijuana.
Unbelievable. That's
but you know
so...
what? They're definitely not safe together.
No. Well, you know, would they say to someone in Missouri, don't go to the bar and have a drink and have a gun?
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of alcohol.
It's kind of silly, but I think it's the beginning, and people don't know how to react to all these new laws and new things going on.
I don't think people realize alcohol is a drug, by the way.
Right.
FYI.
Absolutely.
Alcohol is a drug. If you need a drink to be social, guess what? That's not social drinking, number two. But you can die from withdrawal of alcohol if you have the DTs. You can die if your body doesn't get the alcohol. You can die from alcohol poisoning, which you have seen in the news, unfortunately, in so many frat boys parties,
right,
that they've had alcohol poisoning by drinking too much, and that is an absolute truth. You can die from drinking too much alcohol, FYI. So you cannot die from smoking too much pot. You just can't. So it's fascinating how we have this double standard in our country, and that's where the education comes to. Hey, we have to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Mark Goldman is our guest today at publicrelations.com. Stay tuned.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we were just talking with our good friend Dom here in Massachusetts, Mark Goldman. Welcome back, Mark Goldman.
Thank
from
you.
Hemp Public Relations. He's a partner there, and hemppublicrelations.com. And we were talking about what's happening in our own state. And I just want to, if you would indulge me in, for just a moment, Mark.
Yes.
6 years ago, six very long years ago, six and a half long years ago, Massachusetts voted to make medical marijuana legal. Now, people were shocked. They were blown away, and they were shocked. They were shocked and blown away because they didn't expect this. This was totally unexpected. They were thinking it would have taken two or three tries to get it passed. Never in the history did they ever think the first ballot would go through. And guess what? It went through in flying colors. Then there was the rush to get dispensaries, and there was a former congressman who scooped up four licenses, and they felt that there was some hanky-panky going on, and they started to investigate. And the next thing you know, the 40 licenses that were allowed in the state got knocked down, and they were taken away, and you don't get your application back, and it's tens of thousands of dollars to apply for an application. Tens of thousands of dollars, and you don't get your money back. Licenses were revoked, and it became a big mess. And then they said, well, we have to hire people to help us with this now because we need a cannabis control society. So we have to put a board together, and we have to have someone who's going to be the director, and we have to find funds for that. And there was no money in the budget. This has been going on 6 years. Four years ago, first on the ballot again, recreational cannabis. Again, most people thought it had no shot of passing. The commercials, the fight between pro recreational versus non, it was ugly. Guess what? It made it through again, first ballot in a state that very parochial, in a state that has a governor that's very conservative when it comes to cannabis, and a mayor, by the way, who is in recovery and doesn't understand cannabis and the medicinal benefits of it, because in his opinion it's a gateway drug and it will lead to more addiction. So that mentality, Mark, has really infused itself. And so 6 years later, we have, I think, 10, if that, dispensaries that have opened. 10, that's it. for medical marijuana. I don't even think we have 10. I think we're
up to... Have you been to any of them yet?
Yes. There have been... I don't have a card. They won't let me in. Because I don't... Okay. I went as a member of the press because I thought it would be interesting for me to do a tour, and I couldn't get in. Couldn't get in. But I've been to the locations. They have guards in the front, two security guards in the parking lot, a guard in the front. The security is insane at these dispensaries. It's absolutely insane. And so now, as of this week, and Massachusetts has begun with two dispensaries that will now sell recreational cannabis.
Woohoo!
Caveat is that you must be 21 years of age and older, and you must not smoke publicly, and you must not drive.
Wow.
Those were
Can't really do anything, huh?
Stop it. You cannot drive. But it took 6 years. We have 10 dispensaries throughout the entire state, if that, and two now recreational. And so the board that was formed has made all of these regulations and rules, and they have gone to town to really and truly make sure and safeguard that everything is done above board. And I think it's pretty fabulous that they've done this. They've taken the time to do it and to do it right. And they've learned from some of the mistakes from other states. And it has taken a very long time. I think now that it's happened, it will change things a little bit in the state.
In what respect?
Well, I think that people will be able to understand, not be so paranoid, because this committee is, this cannabis control committee is around and they're overseeing. So it's not helter-skelter. There's a lot that went into the rhyme and reason. And people that have been fighting for this cause for 20 years in the state, 20 years, normal in some of the groups, they are so thrilled, beyond thrilled, that this day is happening.
And you know what? One of the Boston Globe reports that one of the first people are set to be online to get some recreational marijuana and edibles and whatever else is an Iraq veteran. And as we know, a lot of our veterans in this country utilize marijuana for PTSD and traumatic brain injury and
yes,
chronic pain and whatever else. What do you think about that?
I think it's wonderful. I have had doctors, medical doctors and a lot of practitioners who have said that CBD and some THC really and truly help. We just had a brain doctor last week on the show, Dr. Mark Lewis, talk about MD, who specializes in concussions and has been doing studies and working with people with concussions from the NFL and from all over. And I think it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. We always love dishing and hanging with you, Mark Goldman. Always wonderful information. Thank you so much. HempPublicRelations.com. Thanks for being with us. Thank all of you. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Education.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.